Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Jen.
We had several assignments over the weekend. So on Friday, our definition of a subpersonality, aspect of ego, is a collection of beliefs, assumptions, and projections with a unique worldview and distinct language. Take each of the descriptors from the previous assignment and begin to flesh out each I such that you can recognize each as a distinct personality. Write down the language each uses, what they project onto the world, onto others, and you, and from that get a sense of each personality's worldview. Record and listen what you see. As you work with this, make sure you stay on topic, confining the exploration to the specifics of what you are looking at this month. Sorry, my screen is doing funny things. Example, observer's worldview is, supporting what I care about is important, but getting personally involved is not for me. Showing up for something that is a commitment of time and energy that I cannot guarantee will be mine to give when the time comes. Then on Saturday, draw portraits of the aspects of ego you've seen. Jot down what each says. Record and listen. And on Sunday, go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this issue to see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing. I have so much fun and I feel so good when I participate. I like to be involved. Record and listen what you see. And here is our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Tom in Texas.
Good morning, Tom. What are you seeing?
A lot. Thank you. just the sessions bring about some tremendous behavior changes. But this is jumping ahead a little bit, but it came up over the weekend. A big duality was uncovered. And I got stuck in ego's figuring it out loop, so I thought I would call in and break ego's grasp. So it comes from two sides of the personality, one being the clean out, organized, very lean side, and the other the worry about disposable things that you're disposing of and trying to recycle everything that you can, but still ending up with things that go in landfill. And so there's a tremendous, it's like the first quote, the personal one, eventually to be clean and organized, you end up with a lot of things that go in the landfill. And then very guilty feeling for doing that. But mm-hmm. backing up, I realized it really comes from consumption. Because if there weren't so much consumption, there wouldn't be so much waste. And so I've gotten to a point, I'm tied up a bit. So I think the trap I'm in is authenticity really, really likes being organized. So really likes not hurting the environment. And so that's my trap. So I guess I'm throwing it out there for a little advice, Sherry.
Well, and golly gee, aren't we all right there with you? So I will tell you for myself, I'll make this quick, but I was on a plane recently. I think I mentioned this on our show, and the flight attendant said, actually, you know, most cities don't recycle. And, of course, I've read that nobody's recycling because China basically isn't taking this stuff anymore, and there's actually nowhere for it to go except into the land. And so one of the things that's distressed me for a long time is buying spinach in those giant plastic containers. And I thought, okay, that's it. Huber, no more of that. So I bought fresh spinach And I stood there for an hour and cut all their little things off of them. And I thought, well, I can understand why people go for the plastic container, right? Because it's so quick and it's so easy and we're all so busy and like that. So it really, I feel your pain. I do. And that difficulty of those two very big issues in so many people's lives. You know, we are busy. We have a ton that we're doing all the time. And there's the environment that's paying a huge price for our need for convenience and everything to work for us all the time. So, the place that I get to with it is the requirement, as with so much everything else in life, that we're present for each situation. So, if I'm somewhere and I need a whatever it is, and I look at whatever that is, can I pick the one with least packaging? Can I go with the company that seems to be most conscious? And increasingly, of course, as we do that, things do change. I went to Target and found 100% recycled toilet tissue and paper towels, which they, to my best of my knowledge, have never carried before, at least in my store. And so the pressure that we've put on with our dollars is making a difference, and feeling bad really doesn't.
Right. Right. So it's the paying attention to the feeling bad. Because one of ego's responses to feeling bad is buying something. So,
ow! Oh!
So that,
oh! That's evil, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's terrible. So if you can, if you can connect that feeling bad with redirecting the attention to what you are doing, the effort that you are making, make kind of a little list of your recent successes, that might open a different doorway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's tough, though. It's really tough. One more thing before I let you go, Tom. So I can't remember where I was talking about this, but recently being in Zambia and not in Cantalomba, but in the city of Ndola, and staying at a place with another group of NGOs, and this woman was just incensed, an American, was just incensed with the way these people deal with garbage. What is the matter with them? Why do they just throw stuff on the ground? Why don't they, without realizing that they don't have any alternative, right? Nobody is going to take their garbage anywhere. And we're able to live in this illusion because somebody comes and takes it every week, that what's happening here is not the same thing that's happening there. We just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing that up, Tom. That's big for all of us.
Thank you, Gasho.
Gasho.
Thanks for joining us, Tom. What an important connection to her is that basically the overconsumption is coming from unconsciousness.
Yeah.
And so the answer is to be present. You know, like you said, just moment by moment, decision by decision, just be here to really look at what's the best I can do right now, right here.
Yeah. Yeah. It, with everything, right? So, you know, and Jen, I want to tell you, you sound a little fuzzy to me. So just FYI, I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but, that okay sounded way better.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's way better. You know, everything we look at in awareness practice brings us to the same conclusion. We really need to be here.
Yeah.
Right? All of our problems happen when we're not. And so whatever the issue is, the answer is being present. It's not, as we were talking about with Tom, it's not like it's going to solve garbage. And the number of us that are creating it, but bringing conscious awareness to each moment will assist us to do the very best we can. And to be kind to the human being who is making an effort, rather than having a human being make a tremendous effort and then get a beating for their trouble. That's not inspiring.
And then I love Tom's point, because I can go right there. You get a beating, and then what do you want to do? Go shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just designed. Yeah.
You want to do something nice for yourself. right? And so we really can with that one. It's so easy to see the cycle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some of them, it's a little trickier. But with that one, I'm being beaten for consuming and then talked into consuming? Wow.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's ugly.
And just very quickly, I love your point about Zambia, because here's the funny part. For anyone who's paying attention at all, what you realize is, the garbage is on one side of the street in one area. It's not all over the place at all. It's just that to the unconscious eye, it's just, why is there garbage in the street? But when you really look, you realize, no, it's actually contained in certain areas, because it's not, they don't have anywhere, like you said, to hide it away. They just don't.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, after you fill up your backyard with a whole ton of garbage, all you're going to do is dig up garbage when you try to bury more garbage. It really, it's an awful, awful place to be.
Yeah.
And then, of course, again, the sadness of being judged for it, which, you know, is another whole conversation that we can all relate to. Doing the best we can and being judged for not meeting ego standard.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right, here is our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air. And would you, hang on, I don't think that worked. Let me try again. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Jen. This is Janet calling from New Hampshire.
Hello, Janet. What are you saying?
Oh, my gosh. Of all of the topics that we've done this year, this one is really, really hitting, I want to say hitting home. I feel so... And what's surprising about that is, because what I want to say is, I'm always being told this is like way too big of a thing. Whatever you do is really doing nothing. And so you might as well just not really participate.
Mm-hmm.
And
just quit. Just quit.
And as we're talking and as we're going through this, I'm realizing that is not what my heart wants. And that is not what, it's just so not in line with, I realize how much I'm being bamboozled. And the relationship between that and, you know, I was even thinking about just, you know, taking part in something, and as though it's like, oh, there's other people doing that, so I don't really need to. You know, and it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't really need to, because all these other people are already doing that, and, you know, there can only be, it's just all, just so many, all these lies.
Yes, yes, and they sound so reasonable and familiar. And
yes.
Comforting.
And exactly what you just said, you know, like it's so much easier just to not do anything. It's so much easier to just go and buy the stuff that's in plastic, or, you know, oh, you forgot your bags to go into the store. Oh, so, you know, you're going to have to go back and get the bags. Or there's always like this, you just don't have time. This is just so hard. And what's the point anyway?
Boy, and that's it, isn't it? If we take it beyond this current topic, you know, oh, it's so hard. Oh, it's, you know, you just don't have time, and it's so hard. Which, you know, the I don't want to, I don't feel like it. There's another book, I'm sure. I don't have time, it's too hard. Right?
Right.
Because we can all relate to it. What is too hard? You know, I'm going to have to walk all the way back out to the car, get all that exercise, come all the way back. That's just too much. I can't possibly do that. And if we're not there for it, it's so reasonable.
Yeah.
It's so reasonable.
Well, I'm realizing how much I'm not there for it. And this is of all the topics, like I feel like this is the place that I get bamboozled the most.
Which is disastrous, right? Because it's where we spend lots and lots and lots of time, because it really is engaged in society. It's participating in the culture, right? So it's from what you wear to how you look to where you go to. I mean, it's everywhere. And so if we're not bringing conscious awareness to that, then, lots of bamboozles.
Yeah, and another interesting part is that my two daughters are very environmentally conscious. My daughter works for a company that is all about, you know, clothing, making clothing that is only environmentally conscious, and my other daughter is in the food industry, and they're like, they get together with me and they're like, Mom, come on, what are you doing? And I have to say, there's just been a lot of unconsciousness on my part. I think there has been a place of beating up that I haven't even noticed.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So I think
well,
that's why I'm
right? It hurts your heart. It hurts your heart. That's what you started out with, right? That it hurts your heart, and yet we're conditioned to just run right over the top of that, right? And I bet you it would be very difficult to convince those two women that you are busier than they are, and that all of this is harder for you than it is for them.
I know,
that's
it's
a conversation
kind of,
we don't even want to start.
I know, right. Well, you know, and then conditioning will be like, well, it's your age, you know, I mean, you didn't grow up like this, and you never had any concerns, and the trash, we didn't used to know where the trash was, it was just somewhere, you know, but it's just, I think my head is spinning, and I'm like really just sitting here taking some deep breaths and going, it's okay. And the great thing is that you are here right now paying
attention.
That's right.
Now you know. Your eyes are open in this moment. Yeah. Now you can really participate, because now you have the information. And that is a universal critical part of awareness practice. Right? Conditioning wants to beat us up. Well, you should have known. You should have known. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe so, but I didn't. And now I do. Thank you. I'm coming to the party.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm coming to the party. Yep, and I'm bringing my metal straw with me.
That's right. Your metal straw and your bags. Right?
My bags. I know. Which conditioning tells me, oh, that's so pointless. What is that going to do? So, yeah, really, I'm so appreciative that this was one of our topics. I really am. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, environment, you know, no, no big thing. But boy, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the timing of it is really perfect, right? Because this would not have been a good one to start off with, right? We had to do a lot of prep work.
No, I don't think I would have paid as much attention for sure.
Right.
Yeah. I think I
still
would have been in a lot of brainwashing from conditioning. Yeah. This is really nothing. You don't really need to pay attention to this one.
It's not an issue for you.
We need to get to your eating. Yeah. Something.
Right.
Like.
Yeah, all right, so thank you, Janet.
Thanks for calling, Janet. And Sherry, I love the piece. I love that I've learned so much. I think it's my favorite side benefit to practice is the sense of humor that we can have with us, because I just pictured that place of I have to go all the way back outside and get my bags, and just that place of playing with that. Yep. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe how hard my life is? I think I have the hardest life ever. You know, just kind of playing with it, because then it becomes fun.
Yes, and with that, seeing that that same system is going to beat us up for being lazy, for not moving enough, for, you know, people who are who count their steps, you know, at the end of the day, well, look at that. You got a big old red line there. You didn't move enough today. You don't need to go get those bags. The car is clear on the other side of the park. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just never stop.
Yay. 600 more steps. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on one sec. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Jan. Hi, Sherry. This is Bev calling from Kentucky.
Hello, Bev. What you seeing?
Thank you. Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'm seeing a lot. Typically, when we got this assignment, and there are those little categories, you know, 7 or 8 categories, typically, I get this, oh, my gosh, look at, you know, I've got to pick one of these, you know.
And, it's just overwhelming.
Yeah, and because we've been practicing, I recognized right away that was, you know, that was just like we've just been talking about, oh, that's too hard. And so I thought, well, it just dropped in. I thought, I'm going to go one by one and see what I'm already doing. You know, what am I already doing here in these categories?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there were many things. And after listening to the callers today, I'm going to go sit down and actually write down in each of those things I'm already doing. And, the things I'm already doing came about naturally. They're because I want to, because it's important to me. So I'm trying to trust that as my awareness grows, then I'll start doing even more in these different areas.
Yes.
So,
yes. Which is what conditioned mind is terrified of, right? Because what that equals is you'll be present in more areas of your life more of the time. And ego just really doesn't want that to happen.
But that was a big shift for me, because in the past, I would have just looked at that and said, oh, I've got to do something. I've got to do more. You know, I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
And so for me to just, you know, for that thought to come in that, no, go back and see what you're already doing. I bet you're already doing, because we practice this so much. You know, look at what's going right. Look at what you're doing. Look at your willingness. And that just, that was a big accomplishment for me, or a big something to celebrate, that I saw that. I looked at it differently this time.
Well, and just to underline that, Bev, so, excuse me, so you were present when that guidance dropped in. And instead of allowing conditioned mind to say, no, you don't have time for that, that's too much, you the guidance dropped in, you went, that's a good idea. And you went and sat down and you did it.
Yes.
It makes and what all the difference in our lives.
My focus this time is that I don't want to go any place where somebody's going to be a loser, you know, where it's like I have to look at something and, you know, either judge or criticize. I don't want to be in any conversations anymore that somebody wins or loses. You know, look at how I can go. And I see that I've been sick this week, and I've been told all week I'm not being a good sick person. I'm not doing it right, you know. It's like so much of my thoughts are somebody wins or loses. It's always, when it's in a conversation, there's always going to be a winner and there's always going to be a loser. And I don't want to live like that anymore.
Good for you. Because so you're a bad sick person. You're not doing it right. And so the only place that ego can go with that is to find somebody who's a worse sick person than you are. Right? And that's how it goes back and forth. Right? And
you're right. It's just
a miserable way to live.
And so looking at that, and I feel so good as well that there are rarely times anymore that I don't see what's going on. It's like I'm just not quite strong enough sometimes to overcome it, those feelings or those bamboozles. But I never doubt anymore what's going on. So I feel like if I keep practicing, I'm going to see more and more and have these insights. So that's very hopeful to me.
Oh, well, I can promise you it's guaranteed because it's a process, and that's how the process works. In the same way that people who indulge those voices see less and less and less, you know, most of us started out as very tuned in, dialed in little people, and then we learn to turn attention more and more and more and more to ego, to conditioned mind, and our, you know, everything closed down. So as we reverse that process, that's what's going to happen. We'll see more and more and more and more, and it'll be easier and easier to just get back to clarity.
Yes, I've seen that.
I promise that.
And this is the first time I've really been sick like this since my awareness has grown so much. And I've also had some people in my life that have died recently. And it's just been different. It's just very different. It's not like the wailing and the gnashing and why is this happening. It's just been unpleasant and it's been sad and it wasn't fun being sick, but it's just different than it was before, and I'm very thankful for that as well.
Well, just to underline that one, Bev, that as we say in practice all the time, the pain of being a human being is something that is a given, right? The Buddha talked about it as old age, sickness, and death, and people put in a whole lot of other things that go with that. It's very, very difficult to be a human being. It's when we believe the voices that say there's something wrong with the way it is that we suffer. And that, to me, is what you're describing.
And
you're
how
not
I had it all
doing that.
I had it all mixed up with being sick, and you have to be this way. Oh, it's you know, no, you can be sick and still not like it and be really miserable, but, you know, I know it's going to pass. I know I'm going to live, you know, and so that was just a big change for me this time. It wasn't fun, but
I didn't
suffer over it as much as I usually do.
That's exactly right. That's the difference. Do I want this to happen? No. Do I need to suffer over it? No. Because you know why? Because I'm not that special. Yeah, I'm special. We're all special. But that doesn't include I never get sick or nobody I know dies. Life just doesn't work like that. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'm
thankful
for all of the comments from people in the Sangha just make me see I'm not alone. So
Gosho to you. Holding hands. Yep.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, Bev. What a fabulous note to end the show on today, Sherry. And our assignment for today is there a duality operating that you can identify? Rearrange the voices on each side of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? Record and listen. Example, one side. You work hard all week. You deserve your weekends to catch up on what you want to do for me. Second side, we need to show up for our community, civic responsibility.
Mm.
Very good.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy. Bye-bye.